The readings today are all about humility, and I'm very humble, so it's perfect. It's going to be a great homily. People always tell me how humble I am. They often say, you're very humble, very humble. And they're right, so this is going to work out well. This is all about humility. Humility, we can kind of see, is like a dirty word sometimes. What is humility? Well, in the readings today, we hear about especially in the epistle to the Hebrews, that you've not approached what he's essentially talking about is referencing Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus, where they approach and they have this big manifestation of God. And there's thunder and clouds, and they say, don't even touch the mountain. Don't even, you know, go near. If you do, you'll die. God is going to strike you down. And so naturally, that would evoke a certain amount of fear of approaching that mountain. And what the epistle of the Hebrews is saying is, that's not the case anymore. What we have with Jesus now is a mediator of a new covenant. That old covenant has been fulfilled in this new covenant. Therefore, we can approach Jesus without that fear, without all the smoke and signals show. We can come up without fear of being struck down. And so my life as a priest, I can wander around the sanctuary here not having the fear, as happens in the Old Testament all the time, of being killed by God because I didn't do something right. It's a new experience of the covenant for us. However, there is a danger in that as well. Because it's so familiar, because we're so used to hearing that Jesus is a God of mercy, that he's a God of kindness, God has never changed. God is the same from the beginning of time until now and will be forever. God is always the same. When Adam and Eve were first created, they were created in the image and likeness of God. And when we, also created in the image and likeness of God, kind of look in the mirror of who we are, we can be quite marveled at how wonderful we are. And that's legitimate, because we're not God, but we're made in his image and likeness. And so, in the order of being, we're very close to God. And so we can look at ourselves and say, wow, look at all the great things I can do. I could write a book. I could write a poem. I could start an Instagram account. I can do all sorts of things. Wow, look at me. I can do all these things. And that's right, you can. And you look at people, you look at the, you know, things that you've created. I can even create a whole new human life. I have incredible powers. And this happened to Adam and Eve. So Adam is in the garden, and he's walking around, and he sees the beasts, and he says, hey, wow, I'm Adam. Who are you? He's like, no, what's your name? And then Adam realizes, wow. I said, holy cow, that'd have been good. Wow. I'm like infinitely greater than this cow. I can have a conversation. He can't have a conversation. Okay, and he goes to the giraffe and says, hey, how are you? And the giraffe just chews. Okay. Then you realize, as human beings, we are created so much more than everything around us. And then we go to fast forward to with Eve, with the apple, and the serpent says, what's the main temptation in the Garden of Eden? You shall be as gods, he says. You shall be as gods. That's like, and then Eve's thinking, that's true, I am pretty much a god. And Adam is fine with that too. Well, the funny thing is, that's how the devil tricks us. Because God already made us like gods. We didn't have to violate his command to become gods. And even more so, our eternal destiny in heaven was to become completely like him, to become divinized, the fathers of the church say, to be joined to his divine nature. That was his eternal destiny for us. So not only had he already created us like God, he also destined us to be with him forever in heaven. But the big mistake was to grasp. Eve grasped what she was not allowed to grasp. The gift of our quasi-divine status is a gift meant to be received, not taken for our own advancement, not taken for our own service, to serve ourselves. And therein is the great sin. Not that we're like gods, that's God's gift to us, but the fact that we try to take it for ourselves, to say, I am the God around here. And everything around me is ordered. All of creation, every other person is ordered to serve me. And God says, ooh, no. I created everything, says God. I created all things to serve me. Not in the way that you do, because when you do it, it's selfish and it's self-centered. When I do it, it's completely self-giving. God's gifts to us are gifts. They're meant to be received. But when we forget the order of things, all we see is the great things that he's given us, and we think, oh, I'm great. look at all these things I can do. And we become gods of our own universe. And the ultimate question in our lives is, who did you serve? You know, in the great poem, Paradise Lost, where Lucifer is the great angel, the greatest creation of a god, says to God, I will not serve. And then he becomes Satan. I will not serve. We can all say that. We can say to God, I will not serve. I will not submit to you. And God says, you have free will. I respect that. And you become the god of your own universe. And guess what? When you're the god of your own universe, it's hell. It's the worst experience that you could have. Because God is all goodness. And when we turn our backs on God, we realize this is empty. It's completely empty life. And we do that in little ways all the time. But Jesus came and restored that relationship. The relationship that Adam and Eve destroyed in pride, Jesus restored in complete humility. Look at him on the cross. Completely humble, obedient to the God. Even though he himself is God, he completely submitted to God. And thereby opened a possibility for us to have our relationship restored with God. To have that ordering right where God says, I am God. And then where we say, thank you for being God, I am not God. That we can humbly submit before him. I was just watching this is an ad for something British, and I'm a proud American. And there's some point where the king and queen come by, and the king and queen get out of their carriage, and then they all start doing this. And it's like, as Americans, we don't have that experience because we don't have a king, right? We don't have anyone we submit to, and that's great because it allows us to reserve our submission, our genuflection, completely for God alone. That nothing on this earth is meant for our, complete worship and devotion other than God. And so the king and the queen, you could properly understand, okay, this is like my civic. They used to genuflect on the left knee for royalty and right knee for God. It's kind of a fun fact. But when we come into a church, right, we genuflect. We genuflect before God. That's a very humble position. We genuflect before God and we say, I worship you, God of the universe. Because we have to remember that when we approach this, this is holier than Mount Sinai. Now, it's easier to come into because of Jesus, but this is where God, the God of the entire universe resides. We don't need to be struck down because by our faith, we know that that's God, and we humbly submit ourselves before him. But if we ever forget that, then woe to us, Jesus has been saying in the past few Gospels. Woe to us. And the biggest form of submission, when I was ordained a priest, you get completely on the ground, laying totally vulnerable before the God of the universe. That he's there, and I am insignificant compared to him. It's the most humbling position that we can be in. And if it's not God, you look like a complete idiot. I'm laying down, okay, here I am. But if God is who he says he is, then we should all be able to do that. We should all be able to say, my entire life, every aspect of who I am, I humbly submit before you, God. Sometimes we're tempted to say, no, I got my own way. I got my own way with God. We've figured it out. No, you don't. God has a way. God has one way through Jesus Christ. And that way is the way of humility, the way of the cross. And he's the only path that we have to restore that relationship that's been damaged by Adam and Eve and ourselves since, all human history. That's the way. Completely submitting your entire life to God through Jesus Christ. In that way, then we can approach Mount Zion. We can approach the heavenly Jerusalem. We can enter into it, but only through that way. And so today, let us prostrate ourselves, maybe not here, because there could be a lot of traffic issues, but really, maybe even in your room, just like to lay down and say, God, I am completely yours. I worship you. I am not God. You are God. I completely submit my entire life to you, knowing that I can trust you and that everything you do will be of benefit for me. And so let us say to God together, I worship you today.